So I'm reading this from Rise.org. I used to actually cover Rise many years ago. I've done a lot of broadcasting from various Rise events, particularly the Rise National in Nashville. It's been in Colorado Springs. So I've had a really good relationship with the people over at Rise.org over the years. So I'm reading from their website. 2026 star ratings have been released. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, released the 2026 Medicare Advantage star rating technical notes in the second plan preview, which includes measure level cut point changes. Now, as I've stated on this show, I used to, when I started at Rubicon 5 years ago, it was a really executive level lens of healthcare. And I had a lot of people such as myself. I was a VP running a quality within the Blue Cross Blue Shield system. And I had a lot of people such as myself, people that were VPs, people that were senior VPs, C-suite people. And we had a really good foundation for this show. I'm very proud of what we started. I was kind of really one of the first people that was covering managed care on terrestrial radio. However, the very brilliant people at SiriusXM on the Howard University Radio Network, when we came over and brought the Lance J Radio show over, the sports show, which also airs on HR Voices, they weren't interested in the healthcare side, and mostly because they said it was too infomercial-based, too executive. Can you recalibrate, and can you build a show that has a base of people that are healthcare consumers? And we took the advice of HR Voices, and we came down on the Rubicon, and we rebranded, and we changed the format and structure of the show. So I don't talk a lot about star ratings and risk adjustment and quality and value-based care, some of the buzzwords and terms for healthcare, because most of my listeners aren't concerned about that. But this is something that's near and dear to my heart. So I'm gonna do a real short segment and kind of try to explain it. Star ratings are very important to the consumers of healthcare for managed care, Medicare, Medicaid, specifically for two reasons. First and foremost, anyone that's above 4 in the star ratings gets bonus payments from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid. So if you're a 4-star, that's kind of considered to be a B, B-plus territory. If you're one of the better plans in the country. If you're a 4-star plan, you're working with anywhere between 5 and 10% of more money per county, which means that if you're a consumer and you're enrolled in a 4-star plan or higher, you're going to get a better benefit package. It's going to be less likely that you're going to pay high premiums. You might get a zero insulin copay if you're a diabetic. You're going to get transportation benefits. You're going to get over-the-counter benefits. You're going to get so many perks and things that make your life easier that put you in a position to be successful with your healthcare. It also means that you probably have a better network. So you have a better oncologist if something happens to you and you're fighting prostate cancer or breast cancer. Back to the article, 60% of all cut points would be harder, as well as 60% of 4-star cut points, which is, as I stated, is the threshold where there are bonus payments that impact you, the listener, your benefit packages. Notes industry expert Melissa Newton-Smith. I know Melissa very well, brilliant person. And she's the founder and senior advisor of the Newton-Smith Group. Basically, it's going to be harder for plans to attain a 4-star rating this year from a performance perspective. So if you scored, I'll give you an example. One of the measures, and we're going into the fall, so in October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And members are inundated with commercials. Anywhere you go, there's going to be breast cancer awareness. Players in the NFL will be wearing pink cleats. And that's great because the federal government feels that it's important for seniors, people on Medicare, well, really anyone in the target age group, not just seniors, starting at age 45. You should be getting a mammography every other year. And maybe sooner if your family has a history of breast cancer. So that's a measure that they grade on. And usually to be a 4-star in breast cancer, you got to be somewhere around 75-76% of the members that are eligible to get a mammography based on their age. There are some people that have had a mastectomy, double mastectomy, and they're not eligible. So if you're a 75-76%, you've been successful, your health plan, you're consistently in the fours, you're setting yourself up to be a 4-star, you're managing your members well, which means that you have less downstream costs for breast cancer. Basically, what this article is stating is that the cut point may be going out from 75, maybe 79 this year. It's getting more and more difficult. And I wanted to speak both from the perspective to listeners, consumers. Like I said, these are public, published information data points. And as you're selecting a plan, you need to understand what, if you're a diabetic, you want to go to a plan that manages diabetes well. There's 4 or 5 stars across the board on all of the diabetes healthcare measures, because that means that they have good customer service. That means that they have the right endocrinologist. It means that they have the right cardiologist. It means that they have the right PCPs. And you should be looking at that as a consumer. But also, I say this every year, if you're not happy with your star ratings, don't panic. And if you work on the executive side of stars and risk adjustment, those are volatile, high profile, high stress, high pressure jobs. And performance, it is what it is. You can't talk your way through it. You can't charm your way through it. You can have the best relationships with provider groups, and you can have town halls with your members, and you can have your corner office and your reputation and your degree on the wall. If you had a plan and you don't hit 4 stars and you lose that quality bonus payment, you might have 2 years to figure it out. But I'll just say that I talk a lot about toxic work environments on this show as well. If you're a leader and you're listening, don't let your environment get toxic because you're not hitting your star rating. I've said this repeatedly. Your team that got 3.5 stars, they busted their hind parts to get to 3.5 stars. These people work 60 hours, 70 hours a week. They did everything they could do on the HEDIS runs, on the NCQA submission, on risk adjustment, on all the claims management, getting into the 837. They did everything that they could do. Don't get toxic. Don't finger point. It's stressful. Board might not be happy with you. I'm on the board of directors for 2 large insurance organizations. I know what it's like to give the CEO the business as a board of directors member, but don't panic. You got to stand by your team. And if you're going to bring in consultants, but let your consultants collaborate with your team. Don't bring in your consultants to subvert your team, to undermine your team, to embarrass and emasculate your team. This is a long road, and many health plans are experiencing the same issues. It's getting harder, not easier, to be successful with stars. It's getting harder, not easier, to be successful with risk adjustment. And that's just the way of the world. And it should be hard. To be elite, you should have to be elite. But I just want to leave you with, if you're a consumer, you want to look into this. You want to make sure you understand what your plan is doing, where they're ranking. If you're looking at going to another plan and comparing, you should be doing what's best for you. This is business. It's not personal. You're entrusting your health. You're entrusting your life. And if you're in the business, remember that teamwork makes the dream work. There's no one genius that can fix everything. If you're not where you are financially and you're having some issues and you're having some hard conversations, that's fine. But do not panic and do not take it out on your staff because that surely will lead you into a vicious cycle of perpetual failure. Paragon 7 Studios.
can mean so many things, even for people with moderate to severe eczema. Touch can make two feel like one, or simply be a helping hand. Dupixent can help you stay ahead of eczema as you welcome the feeling of touch. Dupixent helps block a key source of inflammation inside the body that can cause eczema to help heal your skin from within. Many adults saw 90% clearer skin. Some even achieved long-lasting clearer skin and fast itch relief after the first dose. Severe allergic reactions can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor of new or worsening eye problems like eye pain, vision changes, or blurred vision, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop asthma or other medicines without talking to your doctor. Dupixent, the number one prescribed biologic by dermatologists and allergists, helps you feel the heal. See the difference for yourself. Reach out to your eczema specialist today.
People with HIV who take HIV medicine as prescribed can become undetectable, which means the amount of HIV in their body is so low a test cannot detect it. And it means they will not transmit HIV to their sexual partners. Learn more about U equals U.
Let's stop HIV together.
Hypertension and heart disease, autism, postpartum depression, breast cancer awareness, insurance premiums, HIV testing, root canals, racism, sexism, medicinal marijuana, risk management, yoga, food deserts, Medicare and Medicaid services, domestic violence, obesity, anxiety and depression, DEI, alcoholism, insulin, dopamine addiction, big pharma, and of course, politics. The Rubicon, healthcare for the culture.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices,
stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.